Last 2 weeks, I've been preaching on the Holy Spirit, and I am again today also. First scripture is found in Jeremiah 18, 1 through 6. You can find it on 669 if you'd like to follow along. Jeremiah saying, the word which came to Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, arise, and go down to the potter's house, and there I will cause thee to hear my words. Then I went down to the potter's house, and behold, he wrought a work on the wheels, and the vessel that he made of clay was marred in the hand of the potter. So he made it again, another vessel, as seemed good to the potter to make it. Then the word of the Lord came to me, saying, house of Israel, cannot I do with you as this potter, saith the Lord? Behold, as the clay is in the potter's hand, so are ye in my hand. This is the word of the Lord. During a practice session for the Green Bay Packers, things weren't going too good years ago. And the coach at that time was named Vince Lombardi. And Lombardi singled out one big guard for his failure. His failure to put out. It was hot and muggy day, and the coach called the guard aside and leveled his awesome vocal guns on him, as Lombardi would often do. He said, son, you're a lousy football player. He said, you're not blocking, you're not tackling, you're not putting out. As a matter of fact, it's all over for you today. Go to the shower. So the big guard dropped his head and walked into the dressing room. 45 minutes later, when Lombardi walked in, he saw the big guard sitting in front of his locker, still wearing his uniform, with tears rolling down his eyes. Lombardi, ever the changeable one, had compassion for his players. So he walked on over. He said, son, he said, I told you the truth. He said, you were a lousy football player. You weren't blocking, you weren't tackling, you weren't putting out at all. However, in fairness to you, I should have finished that story. Inside of you, son, there's a great football player, I feel. And I'm going to stick by your side until that great football player comes outside of you and makes you great. With these words, Jerry Kramer straightened up and felt a great deal better. As a matter of fact, he felt so much better that he became the all-time greatest football player guard in 50 years' time. There's a great one inside of each of us, said Steve I, who wrote this. Does anybody remember, any old enough to remember Jerry? He was a really good football player. You got to be at least 66 and older, though, to remember him. In today's scripture, God sends Jeremiah down to the potter's house to give a message. And Jeremiah watched that potter work on a wheel. And the first one wasn't turning out too good, but he said the potter, he went and got another one. The first one was marred, so he got another one. He made its shape looking good. And God tells Jeremiah, he said, go tell the house of Israel, I can do with them what the potter does with the pots. God says, like clay in the hands of the potter, so are you in my hands. You know, God wants to change us into the person that he would have us to be. From the outside and from the inside to the outside. How can God do this for me? I'm glad you asked. Last week we spoke about the Holy Spirit and how the Holy Spirit takes up residency in our hearts. Do you ever wonder why the Holy Spirit, the main reason the Holy Spirit's in our hearts? Turn to page 934 in your Bibles. If you have your own Bible, turn to the book of John. This is powerful right here because it kind of goes over everything, why this is happening. So 934, look at verse number 26, chapter 14, 26. This is Jesus telling his disciples, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever. That Holy Spirit who sealed forever in your hearts once you accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior was put there to teach us all things. The Holy Spirit is like the potter. He dwells in our hearts to bend us and mold us into the people that God wants us to be. The Holy Spirit inside of us is one main function, which is to impart unto us the holiness of God and develop us to be Christ-like characters, a character marred but made good. This happens if we read the fruit of the spirits. It is as though God plants within us, and it grows just like you would plant a seed in the garden. And through the Holy Spirit, we may bring forth fruit, the fruit of the Spirit. Through the fruit of the Spirit, God can bend us and mold us and shape us into the person He would have us to be. Now, there's three clusters. If you read the Bible, it comes in three clusters, this Spirit, this what we gain from God. It's like we grow. There's three clusters. The first cluster is love and joy and peace. That's probably the easiest for us. If you think about the love God has for us through Jesus Christ, it's kind of easy to love people who love us back. Kind of hard to love people who don't love us, but it's what this is teaching us too. That love, joy, and peace. I've told everybody, I'll tell you again, because it was very special to me when I had that grand mal epilepsy and I had a lot of seizures, and Billy Graham came on and said, "Do you want the peace of God?" And I got down on my hands and knees and I said, "Yeah, I do." And I never had another seizure after that. So the peace can be there with us. If you have something that's just aggravating you, you can't stand it anymore, go to God and make peace with Him. And when you get that peace, you'll love Him for sending it to you and you'll have joy. The peace I found from God allows us to weather storms of life in the future. So the first cluster is love, joy, and peace. They're the easy ones. Second cluster is patience, kindness, and goodness. Has anybody ever lacked patience with another person? Come on. We all do it. We all lack patience at one time or another with people. We think they're too slow with this, or they did this, they didn't do that. And we run out of patience, sometimes with our children, sometimes our children with parents. But we run out of patience. So the Holy Spirit's there to give us patience and to make us kind. Jesus clarified both our responsibility as a Christian in kindness and in goodness. For in Luke 6:31, He said, "Do unto others as you would have them do unto you." That's a big message right there in itself. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. So that's a tough one there. Patience, kindness, and goodness. The third cluster is faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. And we go through those things always. Has anybody lost their control, self-control with ones for another? I was really bad for that at one time. I would drive through Wilmington, somebody would blow a horn, and I'd get out and ask them what their problem was. And my wife would say, "One of these days you're going to get shot." And today I don't do that. Because you probably would. But that's how that self-control is something we can only get through the Holy Spirit. He'll control us in what comes out of our mouth and where we go and what we do. Self-control through that Holy Spirit. And 1 John 2:6, this is a good one. He wrote, "He that says he abides in Him must also walk as he walked." In other words, if you talk the talk, you got to walk the walk, you know. So that's a good thing we learn, you know. And gentleness means to be mild-mannered. And that's what Jesus was. The only time He really lost it was that one time when they were betting on everything in the synagogue, you know, and He threw them all out when they shouldn't have been in there, because that was a disgrace to God Almighty. But other than that, Jesus was mild-mannered with everybody. In Matthew 5:5, Jesus wrote, "Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth." So He's saying it's very important for us to be gentle. It's very important for us to have self-control. It is very, very important for us also to be faithful. That's something that's probably the most important out of all these I read off to you, of all these clusters, and of all this fruit of the Spirit. It's our faithfulness to God that brings out the best of us, that is there for us. And it's there that we let God know we never forget Him, because He never forgets us. The fruit of the Spirit is there to help us grow into what God would have us to be. God is the potter and we are the clay. We allow that Holy Spirit to work within us through the fruit of the Spirit. God will continue to shape us into what He would have us to be. For God is the potter and we are the clay. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Paul writes, therefore, if any man or woman, in Christ, he or she is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. And all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and hath given to us the mystery of reconciliation. You know, I asked everybody, did you used to do this? The big thing is with us now, though, is can you feel a change in your hearts? Can you feel different than what you did, obviously, than what you did as a teenager, probably? Do you feel different now than what you did then when it comes to God? I don't think there's any comparison to say you wouldn't be, you know. But it's that Corinthians that changes us into and shapes us in a new creation where when you don't come to church, you feel really, man, I didn't make it to church. You know, it's something that God draws us to. So what we have to do is, if anyone be in Christ, they are a new creation. If we're going to talk the talk, we need to. If we're going to walk the walk, we need to talk the talk. If we're going to talk the talk, we need to walk the walk in either way. But most of all, we need to allow God to shape us into what He wants us to be through the Holy Spirit that's in our hearts forever. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Almighty Father in heaven, Lord, you've showed us the way. When Jesus went home to be with you, Lord, you sent the Holy Spirit to dwell within us forever, sealed in there, Lord, and teaching us, Lord, all the things that you would have us to know. Teaching us, Lord, to draw closer to you. Teaching us, Lord, to be more like you. Teaching us, O Father in heaven, through the fruit of the Spirit, Lord, teaching us to be the new person. Teaching us what God the potter would want us to be when He was finished with us, Lord. Be with us, Father in heaven, and grant us your will, that we might draw closer to you. Closer to you, O Lord, through the Holy Spirit within us. In Jesus' name, amen.